It's 2:20 here on WTOP, and here's a question with an easy answer. How would you like to have amazing thighs? Well, they can be yours if you're willing to spend some time on a bike.
And joining us now live in studio, personal trainer Fairfax Hackley with his best body report. Summertime, the right time to work on those legs. So how do you go about this?
Well, the best thing that you can do, and anyone who owns a bike knows the secret, it's uphill cycling. Mm. The reason being is that it produces the fastest results in the shortest amount of time, but it also really teaches your body how to use oxygen a lot more efficiently. So when you're doing those uphill climbs, you're really generating a lot of power, a lot of intensity. And anyone who has watched the Tour de France or any bike race knows that those guys who maximize their uphill training have amazing, amazing legs.
Well, give us some tips on how to make sure you're doing that uphill training correctly.
One of the most important things, Sean, is to have a bike that fits you properly. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse than having a seat and everything out of position, the wrong thing, because you will not enjoy that training. That intensity is so hard and so difficult, but it's so rewarding. The other thing you need to do is make certain that you hydrate. I suggest that you chart your course, because the last thing you want to do is be traveling up a hill or a mountain that's 10 miles long. You want to keep your intervals short to anywhere between 5 and 15 minutes, and that maximizes the intensity and also keeps you very focused.
What is it about hill training that is such a benefit when you're working on this part of your body?
It helps your body become efficient again, because your legs are one of the largest muscles in your whole body. Because it generates that power, you become more efficient. And because it gives you the maximum benefit in the amount of time and intensity that you'll put into the exercise. But remember, a lot of us, we love flat biking, but we hate hitting those hills. But when we hit those hills, it's so rewarding, not only to our mental state, but also to our body. And it really helps us burn fat a lot more efficiently.
Tell us about the importance of diet when it comes to this kind of training.
You know, many people erroneously think, oh, I can eat anything I want because I'm going to go out there and burn all these calories. You need to think in terms of slightly restricting your calories. Eat as well as you possibly can. Good, clean, nutrient-dense food. A lot of water. Keep your protein high. Keep your fats high. But remember, you need to be able to recover after these intense workouts, because if you don't, it's going to be a very, very long way and a tough way to go.
All right, before you go, trivia time.
Trivia! Okay, during the Tour de France, each rider will burn over 124,000 calories in the 21 days. That breaks down to 5,900 calories. During the early stages of the Tour, do you know that gearing systems were disallowed? They were banned, so you had to use one speed race the whole thing. Also, a very funny point, in 1904, the Tour de France winner was stripped of his title when it was found out that he took a train for half of the event. He went on a train and took a train ride.
It's a little tougher to hide that than the more modern methods.
Oh, all right. That's a great one. Thanks, Hack.
Thank you.
Fairfax Hackley with your best body report on WTOP.